This is the closing market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group, wrapping up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what have we seen going on in the grain and livestock markets today?
Well, the market, as they call it, kind of a turnaround Thursday. Market took a lot of heat yesterday off the Argentine news that they're going to devalue the peso and maybe take the exports off their taxes off their exports. But the market today said not so fast. It all sounds good for the Argentine farmer, but it's going to take a while to get all that implemented if they can. They have to pass it to their Congress. The market stopped the bleeding today and actually rallied. The rallies have sold off a little, but still unchanged in corn. At one time, corn was up a nickel, beans up five. At one time, they were up about 10, and the wheat market is up nine. It was up about 13. So just, kind of taking another look at this Argentine news and being more a little more realistic rather than the knee-jerk down we saw yesterday. And exports were very positive today across the board. For instance, the 7:30 sales every Thursday at 7:30 were the first time I've ever seen them all over a million metric tons. Wheat, 1.49 million metric tons, corn, 1.4, and soy's 1.08. So that was good news.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
Now that harvest has wrapped up and temperatures have plummeted, farmers are finally able to take a breath and catch up on some year-end tasks in December. This month is an opportune time for farmers to reflect on what this year has provided after a long year of challenges to overcome while growing crops and raising livestock. December allows farmers and producers to take note of what they have learned over the past 12 months and make plans for the future of their farming operations. From all of us at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, have a happy holiday season and remember to take some time to enjoy yourself in the company of your friends and family after a long year of hard work.
March corn down a quarter of a cent at 479 and a quarter. January soybeans up 6.5 at 1314 even. January soybean meal up 150 at 403.70. Soybean oil down 32 cents at 49.51. On the Merck, December live cattle up 55 cents at 167.50. January feeders up 197 at 219.35. February lean hogs up 375 at 70.47. Pork cutout went unchanged at 81.72. And that's been a check of the closing market prices. I'm Riley Smith.